Blog Talk Radio.
Gone by so fast.
I know, right? Seems like just a couple months ago we were celebrating this.
Yeah.
Guys, here it comes.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Man, that full service went by so fast.
It really did.
I guess I'll see you guys in a few months.
Starting the year off right. That's a job for Jiffy.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
It ain't easy handling no team.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Baby mama drama, I just need a little time to go to sleep.
Damn, only if I had a little time for me.
Record company motherfuckers asking me when I'm gonna leave.
I want the pressure on me, it's so much pressure
and
on me.
And my homies on my back about me helping them get up off of them streets.
Damn,
man, what the fuck?
And it all falls back on me.
I said it all
sometimes
falls down.
Kinda funny how they fall back on me. I used to never get a call back on me. Before the money, they didn't see me like it's dark. And it's all black on me. But now they switching cause the card black on me. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on the 4-track, homie. A new apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear. And this nigga Easy asking for his car back, homie. I would've never saw this happening from that far back, homie. But it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CBT. A motherfucking dream to reality. Is what you call that, homie? Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, what nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be. And I'm the one that they looking up to. Fuck, they expecting to
me. It all falls back on me.
Let it all,
sometimes,
let it all.
Somehow.
And how it always was, DJing parties in my neighborhood just for the love. Dope dealers over tipping and bitches stripping.
Any minute niggas can start tripping and start shooting shit.
On any given day I'm like, what the fuck? Face down on the pavement with the billy clubs. Took that feeling to the studio and queued it up. And now it's fuck the police all up in the club. Now it's 91 and Snoop Dogg came to visit and was like, what up cuz, let me show you what this chronic like. Couldn't help myself, just had to dip into that chronic life. And then that night came in, when that nigga night came in.
Whoa.
This one of them dreams you don't wake up from. Then again you don't sleep if you come from where I come from. Where the sunshine and they bus nines. No 9 plus 1 1 when they run up on your school bus with a 2-truck you might learn something.
And it all falls back on me. Somehow it all falls back on me. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, it's on me. If it was love to you, that's just the way it's always gonna be.
No, 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 city in your area.
Of course, you know what time it is, y'all. You know what it is. Since 2022, you know what I mean? Doing it all over again. Of course, starting this thing in 2012 with me and Ricky R. Jones. So, you know, let the masses handle what needs to be done. The Legendary Mystery Hip Hop Program with your boy, Honeybee Olasky, on Wheels of Steel 1 and 2 for you and you, and especially you. Calling in all around the world. You know what time it is from Lagos, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight, if I get a chance to do a little education from some things I want to bring up, definitely about training our people, our children, our youth, and the arts of solar power and, very importantly, drone power control. These are things, man, out here in these streets that our kids should be learning about. You know, it takes 5 minutes to commit a crime, and also takes 5 minutes to sign up and join a training group. And also, we're going to talk about trades tonight at this time. So, of course, I'm going to take you down memory lane for me. I grew up in the city of Compton. And, you know, a lot of times I always try to, you know, with Merc City and how I do it, you know, legendary. It wasn't legendary until, you know, we got the thing on the air in 12. And I take you down, you know, a songbook of the life of people growing up in the West Coast, no matter what it is, how you trying to buy a home for your mama, no matter if you're doing it illegally or legally, it is what it is. And Dr. Dre's going to give me that soundbook tonight and the wonderful, wonderful songbook of our lives right here at WBNN. Now, of course, I'm going to bring on my very, very special co-host. This young lady, you know, if you don't know already, let me present her to the world. This young lady is a champion of wrongful convictions and trying to exonerate people who do not deserve to be in the prison walls. And also, here internally, she is the 2021 WBNN New Host of the Year and 2022 reigning Host of the Year, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. How you doing tonight?
I am fine. How are you tonight, Brother L?
Man, I'm sitting back, man, just relaxing, chilling. And, of course, you know, this is the Merc City Hip-Hop Program. Now, of course, I'm letting everybody know, if your kids are listening to this program, people need to call DHS or DICE because you're a bad parent. All right? This is a specific content tonight, okay? So don't be having little kitties down there listening to this program. And, of course, you know, before I go into my next track, just talking about, you know, things are on my mind right now. Basically, a good friend of mine told me, stop worrying about, you know, things that you can't control. You know, death is something that you can, you know, try to get away from, but it's all going to catch us. But, you know, we're trying to honor our kids through life tonight, trying to teach them trades, trying to teach them how to, you know, deliver on these new things that's going on out here in these streets. And I guarantee you tonight, when I go through my tests tonight, through the outstanding songbook of my man, my mellow Dr. Dre. Shout out to my man Lorenzo, who I went to school with at Dominguez High School back home in Compton, former member or still member of NWA, good friend of mine. So he's listening tonight. Chinchilla, you want to say hi to him?
Yes. Hi, hey, how are you?
Yes, indeed. So he's listening.
Yes.
He's right now he's taking care of a little bit of business. He'll try to get on if he can, because he's in the studio, but he's going to try to get on tonight. So, Ren, I really appreciate you, man. You know, tonight we're going to honor our boy, you know, Mr. Andre Young himself. Songbook of our life tonight is Compton, you know, his album. And I can't wait to do this thing right, get it all prepared. Let us go into the next track. Of course, we played the last track, and it's called, you know, It's All On Me. You know what I'm saying? You know, now we're going to All In A Day's Work. We speak to the West Coast, y'all. Let's get it in now.
Fear. Fear's a powerful thing. I mean, it's got a lot of firepower. If you can figure out a way to wrestle that fear, to push you from behind rather than stand in front of you, that's very powerful. I always felt that I had to work harder than the next guy just to do as well as the next guy. And to do better than the next guy, I had to just kill. And, you know, to a certain extent, that's still with me and how I work. You know, I just go in, go in, go in.
Sitting about 100 stories up, like what the fuck? I'm just looking at it all. I've been right here in Los Angeles, looking like a villain laying low. Nothing I can do but pack it all up. I'm a gone up, but shit, I feel the love. It takes a special kind of motherfucker to live like this. And they ask me how I'm doing. Motherfucker, just take a look around.
Best believe I'm in the building. Building. I hear you motherfuckers talking and all that, but
no, no, don't mention me at all.
Yeah, coming loud and loud. And I'm knowing you're feeling some type of way about it, but
watch your mouth. I dare your ass to say something.
I thought it was all good.
Hey.
But now you motherfuckers crossed the line and kind of
pissing me
all
off.
The fans and all the fame. And
whole life all I ever thought about is grinding. Even though my surroundings only show me crime and violence. That was back when a rapper needed guns way more than a stylist. And that was back when I felt like rappers was true motherfucking riders. But even back in the day when I was a fucking youngster, man.
Shit, I was still saying fuck the,
man,
police.
Fuck the police.
Born and raised in the belly of the beast. I had a dream that we was at peace. But I was so wrong, so wrong.
Y'all too wrapped up in the bullshit, I'm biased. Now reality TV is talk about pulpits and choirs. Some of these hoes give less than a fuck when they running their life story by us. It's the worst when I'm in a hotel like a Hilton, sick and tired. And some of these housewives way too fucking desperate. These bitches thinking fame first. I can't knock the hustle shit, it's all in a day's work. But that's that shit with potential to make the game worse. Shit, it's just something about that Hollywood curse. They just
hard time, I double my grind. Fuck the part time, serenity for war, I'm on the front line.
Let's work. Rich as fuck, but guess what? I'm back to work. Overseas, back home, no time to sleep. I'm back to work. So many people that I love, they want my time, but I gotta work. Some of my friends don't understand. Said I gotta
work.
All they talk about us in the club, but I'm like, fuck that, I gotta
work.
If you really wanna do it like this, shit, you better get back to work.
I'm working.
Back to work. Right back to work.
Right back to work.
Better get back to work.
Right back to work.
Go to work, y'all. Now, the only type of living I know, and of course, trying to train y'all for something that's completely different. Dr. J, you know, we go right into solar design and installation. Okay, it's very important. You know what I'm saying? You know, solar technologies and the codes and standards that govern them continue to rapidly evolve as we move toward a clean energy future. Now, solar design and installation training prepares workers to properly design, install, and maintain these solar energies and assets, okay? Training can take many forms based on the targeted audience and topic area, such as high school, technical, you know, education, and undergraduate or graduate degree programs at a community college, and, of course, you know, or university. A work-based learning program such as an internship or an apprenticeship or a continuing education course for working professionals. Now, solar design and installation training programs that are aligned with regional employers' need and available job opportunities ensure effective train-to-career pipelines. Now, curriculum should be based on an employer-identified skill requirement and delivered in a way that meets the needs of learners. Now, training programs may target specific populations of workers sharing similar educational backgrounds or life experiences in order to meet learners where they are at, okay, and provide support services based on individual needs. Now, if proper design and things are implemented, these programs can provide positive short and long-term impacts. Now, why is solar design and installation training important for our people of color? Because right now, a lot of us don't even know there's schools out there that you can make money. Now, deploying safe, reliable solar energy systems requires skilled workforce that is properly trained to design and install these technologies. Additionally, maintaining these systems across decades of expected operation requires experienced technicians who can identify and address any safety or performance issues. Now, according to the 2022 Solar Job Census, that happened this year, right? 67% of solar energy jobs are in installation and project development. An additional 7% of those jobs are in system operations and maintenance. Now, effective and accessible training opportunities ensure that these workers meet and exceed safety and operational requirements through code compliance and best practices. Okay? Now, there's a group called SETO, and they are the top group when it comes down to reinforcing these practices in solar design. Now, SETO has supported a variety of successful programs that have improved access to technical careers in solar design and installation. Now, we have a lot of projects out there. The Blue Lake in California, the Wisconsin project in Milwaukee, the Bright Solar Features project in Philadelphia, okay? We have the IGN Community College System project in Norfolk, Virginia, and in Miami, Florida, you have the SAFE Foundation for Energy Demand Skills Training Project. So these things are all there for you. Additional resources are available through those organizations. So you want to go into SETO, that's SETO. Google it. Find out information. I'm not going to give you everything. I'm not giving you numbers. No, I'm not doing that. No. I said what I said. Find out about it, and that way you get the information. You can get the web address or phone number so you can set yourself up in these communities. If you got to, you know, make sacrifices like Dr. J, you know, if you got to fly down there to get the training, come back and help your people in your own community, do it before it's too late. Because right now it's like, you know, getting in the underground, you know, on the ground first basis. If we get a chance to train our people in this facet, you know what I'm saying, the sky's the limit. Okay? And yeah, it's New York City, but I'm going to teach you a little something. I'm going to learn you something tonight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to play that trap. I'm going to play that good music, you know what I mean? That hip hop, you know what I'm saying? That only I can do better than anybody that's ever done New York City. So don't even worry about whoever was here. They ain't here no more. Commissioner Jay, man, how you feel about, that opportunity in solar design and installation?
I think that that's great, and it's something really for them to look into. And the way they have it designed right now is a certain criteria that has to be met in order to get into one of those programs, which, you know, as we always say, these type of things, they usually cater more to white children, white people, mm-hmm. and they don't center it around children of color, around the black community. So they make it hard to get into those programs. But I would urge and encourage you that are interested to do what it takes to get into one of those programs, because the pay is great and the training is great. It's something to learn, because solar is going to be, you know, we're going to be all solar soon, point blank. And now they're having even ways now for solar panels to go on flat roofs now. So before it was just on, you know, on the different types of roofs, but now inner city homes are now even getting solar. So it's something to learn, people. So take advantage of every opportunity, and I don't care if it's not open to us. We can open those doors. You can open those doors by applying and doing what it takes.
Well, you know, it's great that you said that too, Dr. J, because there are trainings in communities of color, inner cities. What they try to do is try to keep this information from us, and that's the problem. Yes, you can get the information. Anybody want to contact me? Because I'm not getting it on the air. No, I'm not doing it. No, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you how, it's out there, and then you contact me. Okay, have somebody in your family contact me at lbeverly17@gmail.com. I got you. I'll give you all the information you need. Okay? You know what I mean? Because I'm going to give you the fishing rod. I'm not giving you no fish, man. You know, if you're hungry, man, go out and fish. You'll be all right. Now, let's get back to, you know, the dark side. Dr. Drizzy.
Where you at? Where you from? What you doing over here? Fuck you. What you bang? What you bang? This ain't no motherfucking game.
Now, I ain't never been no gangster. But I know niggas from the dark side. It's cold kids, cold kids yelling. My nigga used to roll with us.
Every night,
man, we need more money.
Now, I ain't never been the one that'll pull a gun on you.
But I know who got him.
No, I never saw no drugs on me.
But I know who got him.
And I never had no fucking bullets in me.
But I know who got him. If you die tonight, you die tonight. Mama might cry tonight. She find you high for dynamite. But to you, it's just another Friday night. Got a nigga feeling kinda nice. With a Bible right beside that bottle of white. That's what this life's like.
Now please don't give me a reason. Cause I know you wanna keep breathing the seasoning. I've been killing the gang for seasons. Believe them, that I'm the motherfucking one to breed them and lead them. In the league of my own. You ain't even made it up to my throne. You ain't even authorized for this song. Might be best for you to get gone. Best be careful about your tone. That shit hit me wrong and it's on. I've been trying my best to be gone. Please don't make me grab that phone. Now who you know that came this fucking far from the fucking bottom? 30 years in this bitch, and I'm still here. Decade after decade. And evidently I must be doing something right. Word to my nigga Easy.
Easy.
EZECPTOG from the other side. From the other side.
It's easy to say you need me when you got everything you want. But it's hard for me to believe it. You'll find out when
I went from hanging out down at the swap meet to driving some of the hottest cars LA has ever seen. People been telling me I've grown into some kind of monster, but they don't know me though. I've been this way since 17, trying to get finances popping. Man, I thought that was the object. So some of my niggas lost their life, and then there goes the team. My only ring was holding it down. Like, fuck, who's trying to stop us? You can get the middle finger or the reddest beam. It's your choice. I took this industry by storm, young and black, killing them softly. Don't ever call me fortunate. You don't know what it cost me. So anybody complaining about their circumstances lost me, homie. We ain't even talking. Fuck that energy. Fuck up off me.
My lifestyle, I'm living my life now. I'm dealing with diligent Benjamin. How can my attitude pipe down? I'm fucking with ice now. I'm fucking with shit that you only can get on an overseas flight now. You scared of my heist now. But still I got enemies giving me energy, all wanna fight now. Subliminal sending me all of this hate. I thought I was holding the mic down. I thought I was holding my city up. I thought I was good in the media. You think I'm too good in my video, but really no clue, you idiot.
I just can't help myself.
Even when that record spin, every now and then you ain't yourself. Cause I got the green and gold.
With a million souls.
Plus plenty more.
I'm a dollar figure.
But with or without the diamonds though,
to you,
I'm just another
nigga.
It's
easy to say you need me when you got
find out when I'm gone.
You better believe it. Mother Mother City in your area! 516-453-9133. The door says 12, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you by Ghosty Time Multimedia. It's your boy, Honeybee, Olaskies on Wheels of Steel. One and two for you, you. And especially you. I got Dr. J on here, man. Dr. J, you know, we've been, you know, trying to come at him, man. You know, some people, man, like, you know, man, never been shot, but I know who got him. You know what I mean? Never had bullets in me, but I know who had him. I never sold drugs, but I know who got him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not out in the streets, man. Stay out in the streets, man. You got real killers out there, man. We got real monsters out there. So, take it for one of you, you know, who used to be in the game. But, you know, of course, I produce now. But, but I'm glad you brought up a good point. A lot of times they hide these training systems that I'm about to go into from us. You know, they don't want us to learn about solar energy. A lot of times, you know, it goes into a lot of times the graphic of this wonderful world of gentrification, okay, where now, you know, taxes are going up, so people can't afford the house they had for all these years. Even if they already had paid their house off, you know, the land that you're on, it's not yours. So understand, if you don't own the land, you don't own your house. That's another thing to teach, you know, and that's going to be next month on Merc City. We're going to talk about real estate. You know what I'm saying? If you don't own your house, you know, it is, you don't own the land. You don't own the property. You don't own what's on it, Dr. J. And that's what's happening. People are buying the land up, and they're tearing down houses and putting up new condominiums in Merc City and everywhere else, you know what I'm saying? They're doing it. So it's you know, talk about that for a second. You know, just and just the ownership of, you know, you, it's good to have a mortgage. That's where it starts at. You know, a lot of people, before you even start talking about Jake, I'm hot now. I can't stop myself, right? You know, how many times you get every day you get a call to my kids, you want to sell your house? You want to sell your house? No, I don't want to sell my house. No. I'm not selling my house. Because one thing, one sure thing that people of color have that, you know, they've taken franchise, because I will always say, you know, people have the right to vote to take a franchise. Well, that's America's right. That's America's sacred right, okay? We're Americans. I'm going to leave it there at that, right? But I think that really the sacred franchise is ownership of property, of real estate, because you can do anything with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, talk about it, Dr. J.
Yeah, that is so true, brother O. You have to own something. You know, if you have a home that you have paid off your mortgage, that is something that can be left to your children, your grandchildren, and passed down from generation to generation. And property values, most of them always go up, okay, as the years go by. The value of your property is going to rise. And now, because all the gentrification that's going on in inner cities across this country, the property value of homes that your great-grandparents had, guess what? Those values have gone up triple now. Some of them have quintupled. But here's what's happening in black communities. In the black communities, these developers and just people, in, white people in general, they're coming, they're putting postcards in your homes asking you to sell your property. Hey, we want to buy your home. We want to buy your home. Even so bold enough to call people on their phones now saying, we want to buy your house. And a lot of black people are selling. Now, it's not the original homeowner who paid this home off and left it to their family. These are the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. They're the ones that's selling out to these developers because they think they're getting some fast money. And what really pisses me off with this, DJ Olasky, is the fact that some of these grandchildren have sold their grandparents' and great-grandparents' homes for $10,000 and $20,000. And I'm like, when I heard these stories, I was, like, blown away because, see, that's really insanity. And the only thing I can think of is they wanted some quick drug money to buy drugs. Sure. So because nobody in their right mind sell their home for $10,000 when You can sell it now for like $200,000, $300,000, because these developers are taking these homes and they're turning them into, you know, modernized, the full amenities, all amenities and all that stuff. And they're selling these homes for at least $600,000. So, I mean, it's just crazy. Don't sell your property, black people. Keep it in your family. That's the legacy that's been left. And if so many of you have just destroyed the family legacy by selling your property, you should never do that. Keep it in the family.
You know, I thank you, Dr. J, for that. You know, this is how much he used to get down. You know what I mean? Antonio Bassett tell you way back in 12, we gave information. And, yeah, I played some, you know, some real, real hardcore hip-hop. And you're going to like it. And you don't even worry about it because I did it because I'm a legend. We go right back into this thing, man. Loose Cannons, man. Dr. Drizzy.
All my life, I've been down the ride. Should have kept it real, man. I stayed alive with no compromise. And I fantasize about the baddest bitch in all between the sides. Then I woke up and realized this is my motherfucking real life. You know where the fuck I'm from. From the motherfucking legendary. From the city where the niggas low clips in fast and get stabbed in homeroom. Should have skipped that class. Shit, it never changed on the west side. Jack your shit, check your car for a test drive. Oh shit. Gang banging out the window, hollering, let's ride. Better keep it checked by the bedside. These niggas don't know my life. All this pain and what I sacrifice. And all my niggas that lost their life. You never die, you never die. I've been the motherfucking one for a minute now. Yeah, all you little niggas need to simmer down. Shut the fuck up, I'm the one that's killing now. Take a look, come on top of the pinnacle.
I repeat the KMG. Yep, still got a murder rap. And don't give a fuck where the body at. Used to prove myself and I walk in the building. I just give a fuck where the money at.
I'm rolling them jockeys, I'm coaching the players. And trust me, it's only just one of them.
I'm calling them shots
and making them play.
If you get a trade,
better fuck with him.
Yeah.
I keep it casual. Y'all testing my patience.
Got me feeling so anxious.
I'm
feeling running the caper. Huh? Wait, hold up, I got next.
What up, X? Spent my birthday in Dubai. Sky ride surprise and I'm dressed like a spy. Black hook, so you bucks and guess what? I'm ready to
blow yo, oh no.
I hang that 6-2 sideways, pissing off the neighbors, scraping bumper in the driveway. You gave me the pistol, told me to kill it well.
And blow yo, oh no.
Literally, cashed out is living to me. Blasted like the Kennedy beat. Wanna get rid of them, send them to me. While I'm just over here cozy, holding these double D's. Book smart with pornographic ability.
Well, I don't know what you know, but I know I got that shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers still talking.
Fuck them.
That's why they bring X in the guillotine out. To stop these bitch niggas from running their mouth.
About time somebody said something.
One in the glove, one in the clip, one in the chamber. One on the dash, one in the stab. Ready for danger. I'm ready to die, can't control this fucking anger.
Somebody better fucking stop me.
Cause I'm a loose cannon, I can't stand myself. I'm bad for my own health.
You niggas really think I give a fuck about somebody else?
Fuck, I swear to God, I'ma do it.
Back the fuck off, I'ma do it.
I swear to God, I'ma lose it.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Put the gun down. Really? Are you doing this? Isn't this game?
Oh, my God.
You are so fucked up, man.
Fuck it.
Wait. Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
that's what goes down in the real city. Yeah, there's suicides, there's murders, people get upset, you know what I mean, when it comes down to relationships. You block it all the time. Not, you know, advocating what he did, but he shot her in the head. That's my city for your area, y'all. I'm going to tell you the real, man. That's why this show right now is hot. I see y'all. I see numbers out there. Yeah, man, I'm an abstract. Yeah, I bring you that gangster, and then I try to put, you know, after the gangster, I give you, try to make sure your mind is right. Man, so what, man? You love me. My city, yeah, yeah. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by your boy, the legend. Your honey bee, for all the girls out there, kiss me, because you know I love it. Dr. J, so I go back to educating y'all. I told you that song was deep, didn't I? Told you, man, that song called, yeah, Loose Cannons. That happens out there in the streets. Mm.
Yeah, that happens all the time, especially today. It's happening even more that we're seeing things like that with so many men killing their girlfriends, their wives, their pregnant girlfriends, and then not just the guys now, it's the women as well. The females are now killing boyfriends and killing the boyfriend side chicks and all kinds of things is going on today. And it's crazy. So in that song, that's the first time I've ever heard that song. And that was really deep. And you hear the screaming and the guys like rears its kids. You know, you hear the gunshots and, you know, that's a deep song. And listen, it's happening, people.
It's no happening. City in your area, man. I bring, listen, if you weak and you get off this show, you have nightmares. No, be all right, man. Next month, man, I'm going to be right back to give you more nightmares. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where our merch city is in your area. And now back to the teachings. Here we go. DarkDrones.com. www.darkdrones.com. It is a proven system training for people of color. This is something they're trying to hide from. Look at that. Right here in Mexico City. Look at that. Okay. The professional drone training system. They have a proven six-step program that will successfully implement drones within any organization to teach you how to, you know, work these drones. Be high up in a company. That's going to start you off with $380,000 a year through this training. Again, our kids are coming out of high school feeling with their head down. Feeling that they have no place in society. It's Ralph Ellison's The Invisible Man, you know, 2.0. Our kids out here thinking that they have no business being alive. So they do dumb stuff because they're idle-minded. They'll come and, you know, shoot you at the gas station and not even rob you. Just want to, you know, play Fortnite with you. So it's just crazy. So we're trying to teach our kids, man. Please, anybody that's listening to this program, I'll take the first call in a minute. But anybody that's listening to this program, listen to your boy Olasky, man. I'm that boy, man. I'm a god out here, man. I'm an information god. You didn't know, because I can do every one of these shows here on this network. But anyway, confidence in a proven system. The droning system has been proven to work for hundreds of organizations. They're built for scale. Implement company-wide standardization through policies, handbooks, and will train your young adult. They have continuous learning for our people of color. Okay, set to date with drone regulations and equipment change. Our kids are playing games, y'all. They're playing PlayStation. They're playing, you know, Xbox. They got the controller in their hand. So why don't we teach our kids how to do something that's going to make them money at age 18? Okay, there's a proven system, man. Step one, you can design your own program plan. That means that this child coming out of high school or college, whatever, age 18 and older, they can work with a team of experts to create their own comprehensive plan to utilize drones. Customize their plan based on discussions with companies through FAA regulations, equipment, payload, pilot selection, pilot programming, and optimum training. Step two, they're going to learn the basics. You know, they're going to learn how to fly their drone and how to pass the FAA Part 107 remote pilot plan exam. They're going to master, step three, they're going to master the basics. Their online training provides countless resources to help them excel, utilize their practices and exercises, has passed that remote pilot exam for the FAA and learned basic practices through online scenario-based courses. Okay, getting that package to the right person. After a while, you know, you want your child to be working for, you know, the United States Postal Service in the drone program. Okay, they're trying to hide this stuff from our kids, man. The other kids are already on this. Remember when I said that our network is here to save lives? Well, you know what? I'm putting my foot to the fire, and I'm leading the pack of all of my hosts doing this show. And I put other shows to help our youth and to save lives. Learning how to be useful, okay? And to use the drones and specific data collection that matters in essential building processes, whether it's mapping. Remember now, you have to control the actual drone. You can map out what the drone is. You can be a mapper, a designer for the drone. Then you can model the drone, learn how to build the parts. Aerial photography. Yes, industrial inspections of the area that you're going to drone and the drone itself. Disaster response if the drone crash. Can you provide another drone immediately to get that package to where it needs to go or to get the proper photographs you need to get? Because you might remember now, the drones will be used for, you know, investigations. You know what I mean? Flying over places. Oh, they go to the criminal right there. There he is. You know what I mean? The ultimate switch, the drone. Or search and rescue. Same thing, man, because somebody might be stuck in an oil well. Somebody might be stuck in a water well. That drone can see it, put an ultra camera down there, and, man, the rest is history. Step 5, master advanced missions. Now, this is where our children don't even know the possibilities of what this is, being part either a private company or the military. I know a lot of people are like, you know, this much speech I can curse. Man, fuck the military, dude. Okay, shut up. Your kid can work for a private company if you don't want to go to the military. But I'm just trying to get your kid to make some money so you can get your 39-year-old kid out your mama's house. After learning how to complete the advanced missions, our systems help, you know, make sure that you actually utilize the new knowledge through mission-specific SOPs. And if y'all know, y'all don't know what SOPs that is. It's called standard operating procedures. Don't. All right, practice procedures and continuing education. You know, step 6. Continuing education, which means now you're teaching others like they taught you. So this is where we get to the point of get back, you know, get in where you fit in, right? How do we get back, y'all? How do we do it, man? It's through education of ourselves and then educating the people back in the hood. Hey, man, you know, I got this job, you know, I work for the FAA, you know what I mean? Or, hey, you know, I'm working for Boeing. You know, they got me on this thing, man. They told me I can get 5 people, man, that's really interested, man. You guys cannot miss a day. You can't be talking about overslept. You can't be talking about I'm late. You know, you can't be talking about I called out. You know, we want to make sure that, because let me tell you, for the people who don't want to do things, they're going to jail. They're going to die. It is what it is, man. I mean, people die every day, man, because they don't want to get the knowledge, man. My people perish for lack of knowledge, man. That's what the allegory of the Bible says. So I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? Always go back and learn. Now, of course, you know, you want to start off real good? www.dartdrones.com. Whoever's trying, you get the first step free. And all you got to do is just put in, man, you know, that wonderful, you get 10% off, man. 10% off, man. Register now, man, before it's too late. You know what I mean? This was seen on ABC Shark Tank. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was out there. I look at myself, so I ain't talking to ABC. I don't need ABC. My name is Olaf T. All right. Look City in your area. Dr. J, it's like 2012 all over again, man. I'm hyped, man. I'm ready, man. So how you feel about what I just said, man, about teaching our kids? See, I'm going to tell you something. This has never been done on WB, man. And I don't get a chance to see this on any alternative radio station because we're not a black station. We just the station. Yeah, you know what time it is. Yeah, you know, love me. Just kiss me. Kiss me. All you pretty girls out there, you know you need to kiss me. Kiss me right now. You know you love me. But let's talk about, you know, what we're doing right now with this. There are no stations, okay, even on regular, back in the day you saw cable access. Or people who still got cable and you stupid up still have cable, you should have a fire stick. Anyway, my point is, did I say that out loud? They're not teaching this stuff regularly for any child on the air, let alone right? Let alone our kids. So talk about that right now, Dr. J, before I take my first caller. Mercedes.
Okay, yeah, with the drones. I know drones have become really popular today. And, you know, they started off with, you know, just for fun, for people to fly in, like they had those little helicopters that, you know, people had the remote control helicopters and airplanes that you fly. And so the drones initially started off like that with the kids playing around with the drones. But now drones have become much, much more. And so it is important, people, for you to learn how to use drones, because there are so many different ways that you can utilize a drone and so many different trainings available, like some of the ones that Brother O just mentioned to you. And they're used now in law enforcement and forensics for piloting. You can learn how to become a drone pilot because, like with the military now, they're using drones. Drones now, when they go over and blow up different places, guess what? They're using drones. Drones to find where people are. They're using drones to seek out criminals. They're using drones as surveillance cameras. They're using drones in so many different ways now. And it's very important to learn how to do this. So, and they're not really mentioning, hey, yeah, you can learn how to do this with a drone. You can learn how to do that. They want us to still just believe, oh, it's all for fun and games. No, it's not. It's to make money and serious money with learning how to utilize drones in these different areas. So definitely seek it out. Right now, there's a lot of different colleges, even community colleges, that are now offering different courses in drones. So look into it. Look into it. Google it. There's a whole lot of information out there. So here's the thing, DJ Olasky, with
yes.
our people, unfortunately, there's so much information out there to be learned and sought out. But the thing is, the parents, they're not seeking out any type of activities or any type of programs to better their children. They're not. So here's what the white people do, white parents, and what I used to do with my children when they were coming up. I would
talk
go
about
online,
it.
And I would do research, and every program I saw out there, guess what? I would call up, email them, make sure my children got into those programs, and most of the time, they were the only people of color in those programs. But I looked for things for my children to do because I knew that there were a whole lot of things out there to just enhance their minds and to further their education and to make them, you know, really, really great to and able to excel out there in society. And my children, they had a great, great upbringing, and they all went to college, and now they've all made something of themselves. Why? Because I put that time in, and I did that research to make sure they got whatever was lacking within the school system, and that's what we have to do. And this is what white parents do all the time. They look and they put their children to all these different programs. And every year, colleges like Drexel University, University of Penn, Drexel at LeBeau Institute and all, that's their business school. Guess what? They have internships every summer. They have programs for young people that are in school, in high school, sometimes in junior high school, and even in elementary school. They have different programs that they offer for children every single summer. But how many blacks are in it? Wow, it's so sad. But parents, you have to do better. You have to do better with your children. If you take an interest in your kids, guess what? They wouldn't be out in the street like they are now. They wouldn't be out there gangbanging and trying to rob people. They wouldn't be doing any of that stuff if you take an interest in your children's education and their lives. Show them that you care.
All right, you heard what Dr. J said. I mean, a lot of times with the foolishness, too, man. I'm going to go to my track, and then the first caller, you ask, you will come around after that track. I see you. You know, a lot of times, you know, growing up in the inner city, you know, you weird if you're not trying to be cool. You're a weirdo. If you're wearing, the proper clothes, or you're driving a fast car or whatever jewelry, you're a weirdo, right? You're a weirdo. So, you don't gotta be a criminal to be cool. That's some dumbass shit, bro. That's some dumbass shit, bro. Fuck are you talking about? Now, the weirdo now got the car and the fine clothes, and they live out in the suburbs. Why your dumb black ass is in prison? Or why your dumb ass is, dumb black ass is 6th grade? How about you, boy? You know what I said, man? Fuck you. Now we go to the next track.
Wow. From close range, we officials. Wow. Cocaine, money, and pistols. Wow. God damn it, I got issues. My God. Can't be serious.
Tighten up a whole lot. I got some niggas with me down for running up in your spot. And these niggas got hatchets and ratchets. Some of them lethals are bugged to the mattress. And matter of fact, this is a chance to show my lifestyle out to the max. But chances are I might get another negative react. Think I'm a fraction, but I fuck them up like battery acts. I give a fuck what you think, nigga. This is my passion. Survive through the time. You know my name. You know my reputation. You know what it is. I don't need to get no explanation. When you say my fucking name as exclamation. Los Angeles King now. Make your bitch bring crime. For me and Drex. You don't like it? You can lay. Think I'm quiet cause I'm acting. But my bank account gon' say,
fuck you.
Respect it from SoCal out to the bank. Catched a lot of checks this morning. Guess the day was a good day.
No one leave me down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town. Now, ooh, good morning. And I'm sleeping from going to falling.
Now this is what the fuck is up, doing this for my city. Comptown Hub, it's my fucking committee. Shout out to Dub C, real nigga been with me. See walking on these niggas with a crease in them dickies. You know how many nights I heard them sparks echo in the park. Around this time I was spinning records at Eve After Dark. My city crazy, schoolgirls used to play with that chalk. Same chalk, police used to outline niggas we lost. You understand what I'm saying, shit is crazy. Man. Fuck the money, yo, this shit could never change me, man. These new niggas in this bitch could never face me, man. I know it's strange, but on some real shit, it's plain as day. I'm just having some fucking fun with this rap shit. Nigga with an attitude, still getting active. Man, this industry to me, it feels a little plastic. I ain't heard nothing that I can consider classic. But this is for my niggas who been running with me. And everybody in this bitch to stop they gunning for me. And I got love for my people that stay 100 with me. I'ma keep it A1, been that way since day one.
No one lay me down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town. Now, ooh, good morning. And I'm sleeping for joy to fall. So I lay me down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town. Now, ooh, good morning.
Shaquana, how you doing, girl? You know what I'm saying? Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a bachelor. You know what I mean? And, I'm handsome and, you don't look good on there. I see you sent me a little picture of you. You know what I mean? I'm going to put you on the side with other joints and just, send me some stuff too, man. You ain't the only one though out there, man, but, I appreciate it. Let's see you, area! You know what I'm saying? It's the last guy on last key. And we're going to go through that. Dr. J, like, we ain't let out the monster. Nah, Dr. J, I've been doing this shit for years. I'm just doing it better. Hey, let the tiger out the cage. This is old school Merc City, not that old bullshit Merc City. Oops. Caller number one, you live with your boy O.S.T., you know what I'm saying? What's up? What's up? Uh-oh. I said this person, you know what I mean? I don't know where they at. Yo, you live with me. What's up? All right, you try to get them back on the air. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They might call back, whatever. Anybody want to talk to me, you can just already press one. It's all good. We're going to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Come go to my next track. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We're going to hold it up. Merc City in your area. This is another goddamn day.
Chronic on my grandma coffee table, that's how you remember it, that's how I remember it, yeah, dipping to the liquor store, nine in my khaki, script trying to get at me, my red Impala bumping like acne, my city gets trapped, me been shot, rod stabbed, chased on, socked out, jabbed by SA cops, degenerate niggas with rags, disintegrate niggas with enemy, dome shots like Kennedy, slugs stripping with Hennessy, got murderous Tennessee.
If you don't know where the fuck they got me from, Martin Scott Stacy, when I pull out my gun,
Scarface, car chase, tell me how your blood tastes. Ask your baby mama shit, tell you how blood tastes. Basket case, still I'm back with Dre. Wait, I never left. Run up in beats, bitch, pass the safe. Compton, produced by a billion in this motherfucker. Still smoking Dre, we need a ceiling in this motherfucker. Compton, they killing in this motherfucker. They grilling in this motherfucker. Lock the doors, they stealing in this motherfucker. No chains, no reins, it's my home. Nigga, this hub city, no fly zone. Niggas pull out burners, start breaking like turbo and ozone. Crack fiends on the back streets where the tracks lean, where the needles lay and switch blades. If you bitch made, put chili all on your Frito-Lay. Where we dream of Montego Bay, but all we got is a swap meet. Where the cops meet, go bang bang, leave blood stains on the concrete. And I'm the only nigga bumping mob deep, cause I'm mob deep and I'm side street. Cause I'm a Westside rider. Here we got some collars. Don't hate me, better get your dollars. I be on Rosecrans with a Glock in both hands, leaning on that bro hand. Flame dump like a loaf with my name on it.
Compton. You heard what it is. You heard what it is. You know what I'm saying? Never going to forget my peeps. Y'all came up in them Compton streets. We're going to our next caller, man. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct. You know what I'm saying? You hear what you brought Olay of Skis. You know what I'm saying? Merc City in your area.
Brother Oski, Anna Jesus from the Jesus Show.
Yo, man, you know, this honorary Crippin right here, you know what I'm saying? How we change our lives. Honorary Crippin, this girl's in the Crip gang like I was, you know what I'm saying? What you talking about? Don't tell me you can't change your lives out there. Don't tell me you can't change your lives out there. You can't. That's OG, right here.
As the mother of all Crips across the entire America, yeah, that's possible. Most definitely. So in saying that... That's allowed. You see what I'm saying? It had to be a mother of all Bloods and Crips. You forgot that part, right?
You already know. We're going to tell Christine. What's up, man? You know what I'm saying? We got to keep solid things, you know what I'm saying? Because we elevated to another level. You know, we parents and all that, but don't get it fucking twisted. I'm telling you that right now. Don't ever get it fucking twisted.
Oh, so... Let me give them the transformation of the mother of all Crips. You see what I'm saying? Because you must first become the beast, right, in order to study the beast, embrace the beast, learn the beast. You feel me? Because in the end, you ain't nothing but the beast anyway. You see what I'm saying? When you recognize who the beast is, it wasn't really someone outside of you, but you see what I'm saying. So in saying that, speaking of children...
You know how it is. You know how it is. This week I'm in New York, LA right here, man, coast to coast. Go Well, go ahead and teach her, she's, man, you got Dr. J on there. She listening.
Honor to the goddess, honor, Dr. Chinchilla. Oh, I like to say her name because I'm missing teeth, so I can actually say that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? No. For real, that's pretty cool. Speaking of children, Brother O, I sent you a message privately. And when I sent Jalen home, when we did his homegoing, I did a little private funeral before the rest of the Ting Tings came in. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I put him in all blue, and, you know, I had to lay the flag down on him. You see what I'm saying? Because it was sanctified. So he had to go home in that true blue Yankee on with the crown, bro. Big bro, yeah, I got to send you the picture if you're open to it, big bro. So anyway,
now,
you got to see
me. Come on now. We share the same flag, girl. Stop playing, man. Like I said, we elevated.
Right.
But
so you
got to
see your nephew. You got to see how I sent your nephew home, man. And he was in the blue casket. Stop it. Stop it.
Listen.
He was in the
I'm
blue casket. Stop it. So
we are business people, but I'll tell you all around the world, don't get it fucked up.
You
got
to go to heaven with the flag. With the blue suit, you know he ain't gonna, but in the ground, let's say that. So anyway, speaking of children, I bear witness to a divine way of, and it's actually, like, I'm in the world, right? My son, Jalen, mm-hmm. and my daughter, they in flesh, right? Yet,
right
they right in front of the world, but the world can never see them due to their sacredness. Only those of enlightenment would recognize them. Even if they would walk right past you, you wouldn't see them. I think some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? So in saying that, I am one, a mom, single mom, and I have come to destroy that contract that a woman cannot raise a man. Because see, first of all, in different dimensions and past lives, I walked this earth in male form as the king of Atlantis and some more shit. So in saying that, even in female form, a woman must become like man in order to understand the man in the first place, the seed, the prophecy that comes from the womb source. So nothing is disclosed, right? So the mother has the data. The mother has the data of the soul script. That's why the people out here complaining about what you feed the kid. Right. So that means a mother can say, oh, you only going to live to 35 because I feed you nothing but high blood pressure, sugar, and grease, right? And my daughter, she'll probably only live to 43 because of the chick that I give her in the system. So here come ovary, breast cancer, blah, blah, blah. You feel me? Because the woman, you got the whole script. You got the whole script to a nigga life. You see what I'm saying? His soul, her soul, like that, like, you know how people say children don't come with a book? Fuck out of here. Yes, it do. It's in your heart. No excuse. Period. Yeah, it do.
Yeah.
That's another wall for, that's another motherfucking defense mechanism in this goddamn machine. That's what the fuck that is. You know what I'm saying? To throw us off. So anyway, I have raised my son as a single mother, but yet my father stood by my side for my son's life till my son was 15 years old. So you see what I'm saying? So I was a woman who... I didn't even raise my children. Matter of fact, I didn't raise them because my son was reading the encyclopedia by 5. You see what I'm saying? My son knew the entire human body by 3, by heart. He was reading that too. They couldn't do nothing with him in private school, but you're not supposed to give your motherfucking kids away every day. That's very dangerous. You want to change America? Stop. Learn to want your children, first of all. My bad. Black people are so uncomfortable with everything except for that shit, you motherfuckers. So in saying that, to the women, let me interrupt your demons and your comfort so that, see, when you do that, when you bring your children home, then you connect to source. Then you have a melody of a gospel, of an installation, of benevolence.
Old school, Merc City right here, baby.
Of the imagination in the heart where you don't skip a beat. So I did that, right? So I did. I gave my kid away 5 days a week. I broke his heart. I broke his spirit. I was beginning to damage. I put thorns in his motherfucking roses. You see what I'm saying? I turned them inside out, straight full-blown bondage of my darkness, of me not loving the self-confidence, wanting to get in where I don't fit in type shit. You feel me? So in saying that, even in my gang life, you know what I'm saying? The child became shell-shocked from the bullets ringing in his motherfucking ears. So the transformation of that was, I looked in the mirror. I broke it because I couldn't see in it.
That's it.
So I broke the mirror, and I put the pieces back together, my own reflection. You feel me? And then a son,
who I kept to the womb, my daughter, too. So in saying that, my daughter at 16, right, because mind you, I ain't keep her in school, right? But see, that was my walk. You feel me? We have very great children that are in the school system. But anyway, I'm talking some divine shit, these two motherfuckers. You feel me? So in saying that, my daughter, right, because I took her out of school because I bought her clothes, so that put her into the community, into the hospitals. She began to care for the little children at the age of 11, was collecting clothes to give out to the community. She was washing babies that was left in the same onesie in the hood for 3 days because the mother and father ain't but 21, 22, strung out on steel reserve but ain't reserve type shit. So then my son, right, I told him he had the right because I said, you got a shadow inside of you, and it was the reflection of me. I was walking in the carnalness, son. The shit that I was doing, somebody else, I picked up on what another nigga told me to do. Another, you know what I'm saying, the way of the world, I was in agreement with walking the way that the world said that would be, that would destroy you, it would break your spirit, and it did. Because I put my hands on you, I could count on one hand. Now, let me tell you why that's wicked. Let me tell you why I broke your spirit and your heart was broken, right, son? Why you was trembling. Because I'm traumatizing the body, the nervous system. You got cells that's developing, and you ain't even hit the first stage of testosterone. Fucking up the nervous system. And I'm waking you up out of your sleep every day to get the fuck rid of you. You crazy as hell. You feel me? I'm breaking my own heart because I know this shit. I know this shit don't sit right, right? In my own heart, right? It don't matter who agreed. I needed to agree with that, period. You feel me? So I brought the baby back in. I said, son, you need the right. And let me tell you, what kind of mentality I had. Let me tell you why I was yelling. Let me tell you why I was impatient. Let me tell you about the spirit of abandonment, rejection, being pushed away. Let me tell you what that creates. It creates promiscuity. It creates being around people who ain't for you. It creates you taking from the self, not paying the self, not acknowledging the self, and putting on more masks than COVID, motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? So once I did that, once I recognized that, I said, son, you got to write. You got to write every day. You got to release. And he did. He wrote. He had to write. And I had to let him know why I was imbalanced and how was that imbalance. And then I had to show him. You see what I'm saying? So he wrote, brother, oh, the shit. The nigga, he turned around and wrote 18 books by the age of 10.
Yes, he did.
Now I'm about to bring it out to the world. But hold up. My daughter, she started telling me how to deliver babies at the age of 16. She's 22. Brother,
wow, that's funny. I got to go there with you. Not to cut you off, but this is funny that after you finish, it's a segue into my next thing I'm about to talk about. Go ahead and continue. I'm going to let you go for at least three more minutes. I got to get back to the station. Yeah, but no, but you teach it. Go ahead.
My daughter come, out of nowhere at 16 and started telling me how to deliver babies naturally. Now at 22, my daughter has assisted me with delivering 5 babies naturally. And check this. We in North Carolina, right? So the girls be a pregnant sister in Florida. My daughter get on the phone and say, you 5 centimeters. Call her back in a week, you 7 centimeters. Call her back in the next 10. And next week, you 9.5 centimeters. Then I do the rest. I induce the labor. See, yeah, we do that. Yeah, and the woman to give birth with me on the video chat because I'm not in the same state and I don't have the pool yet. So this chick, my daughter, from the age of 16, she was doing session with women older than me. I'm 43. But at that time, she was 16, doing $50 sessions for an hour, telling women to get in the tub, take a cucumber bath so that you can hear God, as in God in the womb, because there's a microphone in the womb. So, brother, this 3 years later, now I have my own school, you know what I'm saying, for women. But in saying that, Jalen, turn around, he's a healer. You know what I'm saying? He removed a bullet out of a 16-year-old head. Straight alchemist. Jalen started painting and selling paints around the world. And they was paints to stop arthritis, paints to take away diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I watched the kid do it. Motherfucking children with asthma. This nigga's amazing. You feel me? That's why you had to get the fuck out of here. You see what I'm saying? He was done. But I told the whole world for 3 years out of 6 years of him teaching online, yo, he got to go. You feel me? So in saying that, the child was designing custom my sneakers, my son. But I brought him back to the womb because I got the script. There's a data installed inside of every mother and father. But I just keep it with me because when I tell you what I am and who I am from within. Most of the world need another body to comprehend me. Most of the world, the brain capacity ain't even eligible to comprehend me. You feel me, bro? You know what I'm saying? That ain't no different than Jesus. That ain't no different than Noah. That ain't no different than the rest who came. Moses, shit, he made it to the mountaintop.
Do you see what happened? You know, I got my sister. You see my little sister, how she goes on? I'm going to go up. Sis, I'm going to cut you down because I got to get back to my feet. Do you see what my city do to a motherfucker? I love you, Christine. Listen.
Yo,
listen,
I love
the
you.
2020,
you, bro.
The 2022. Listen, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, my girl. Listen, man, don't go nowhere. Stay tuned and listen to the rest of the show. And Dr. J, I told you, man, now we got Jesus on track. That's the first time in years that she's on Baby Lynn track. I'm so glad. You know, she's showing the rest of the company a different way, man. Support, support, support. Now,
yes.
Let's get back to our
yes.
pieces.
And
it's funny. Go ahead, baby.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
Okay, you can hear me. This is Dr.
I've been hearing you. I've been hearing the whole time. You were muted. Go ahead, talk.
Oh, okay. I thought I was muted. I was like,
no, you fine. Don't get your thoughts.
I am so impressed with all what she just said. Oh my goodness, I am so impressed with all the things her kids have done. This is amazing.
Yes, it's true. It's proven.
I know.
Proven facts.
The next. Yes, and definitely facts. And this is absolutely wonderful. And listen, Jesus, I was supposed to interview you a couple months ago. And I definitely want to interview you before the end of the year. I'm supposed to be doing Jerry next. But I definitely need to interview you, oh, my God, before the end of the year so that you can talk about the amazing things that your kids have done at such young ages. I mean, this is incredible. And I want to know more about you and all of that. So, yeah, this is amazing. I hope everybody listened to what she said, you know. And by her once being a gangbanger, please, brother, you can be a gangbanger. And, you know, and guess what? Look at what they're doing now.
Yeah, God. Yeah, God, listen, I keep trying to tell them to show I'm going back to the sixes, but don't try me. You know what I mean? You might be a funeral director. All right, on that note, we go to our next segment. And callers, stay put. I see you out there. I see you. But this is time. What Christine Powell, our Hall of Fame nominee, said tonight, She could not have known what I'm about to do next in training. It's the American Red Cross Training Services. Now, you're talking about someone like Kenyatta, who's already a nurse, but, you know, training with the Red Cross, whether you are a student who wants to train and test to be a nurse assistant or a registered nurse or a provider who wants to offer this training, consider all that the Red Cross has to offer. The 5,000 students who take their program annually, average a 90% graduation rate and upwards of 80% passing the state exam to become a licensed or certified nurse's assistant or registered nurse. The Red Cross has been the gold standard in nursing assistant training since 2001. And just go back about the course. Taught by, you know, a credentialed nurses, assistant instructors with professional experience. The Nurse Assistant Training Program delivers an engaging curriculum that meets state and federal education regulations. Theory and skills practice, including a clinical experience at a skilled nursing facility, is conducted under nursing supervision. This course content focuses on critical thinking, decision-making, and team concepts while incorporating elements of care and communication interpersonal skills. Now, students can generally accept to complete their training and be ready to take their state certification exam to become a licensed or certified nurse assistant within 4 to 8 weeks of beginning their training. And isn't that crazy? Before sitting down, okay, for the state exam, students may add an optional online test prep module to practice and improve their performances. And how are nurses trained? Red Cross Nursing Assistant Training provides a careful, vetted insurance that they can provide an educational experience that produces highly qualified, well-rounded nursing assistants, in addition to a clinical component in a designed healthcare facility. Providers in our network offer this education in two different formats. A blended learning, the dynamic content with movie quality videos, expert segments, okay, and story-based interactive sections is a refreshing alternate to read, test, repeat theory formats. And then you can preview the blended learning content and video. Instructor-led, you know, 100% classroom uses a variety of methods and activities, including lecture, video, multimedia, and discussions. How do you reach them? Go to www.redcross.org. How you like that, Chinchilla, of the Doctors of James?
I like it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Trying to get people engaged, Dr. J, to go back and learn. You know, you got a lot of talented young people that have the gift of health. You know, like the Bible talks about in, you know, twelve of Corinthians. You know, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And, of course, you know, in our work. So those things are important. If you know you have that gift, you want to do. I love what Sheetha said about her daughter. She has the gift. She has the gift. She wants to help people. And so these things I talked about tonight, solar energy, I talked about drone training. And if you don't do all that, stay with the basics of the what's in the greatest trades in the world, which is becoming a nurse or a nurse's assistant. Don't tell me Milk City's not in your area. And we still do our music. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my whole entire black ass. But it is what it is. But I just love it. I just love it. Now we're gonna have Dr. Chinchilla J talk about things that she feels is vital. Let me give you 5 minutes now to talk about, and let's go off. I call it Chinchilla Joy's Cornucopia. So she will take 5 minutes to go on things that she feels is important about our youth. Go ahead, Chinchilla. You got 5 minutes, man. Go ahead and talk.
All right. Well, I love the youth because the children are our future. You know, the greatest love of all, that song, dealing with the children. Then there's another song that I used to sing in the district choir when I was in elementary school, and it talked about children and teaching the children. And it said, children learn what they live. Children live what they learn. Teach them to wake the love in their hearts, and they will find love in the world. And that is so true. Children learn what they see. We cannot preach to children and tell children not to do this and not to do that, and yet they see us doing something totally different. They're going to model after what we do, what they see us doing, parents, okay? Remember that. They're going to model after what they see you doing. No matter how much you yell at them and preach to them about not to do drugs, not to smoke, not to drink, not to do this and that, they're going to do it if they see you doing it, okay? Because you are their first role model. And for years, all my life, I have had a heart for children, even as a young child. When I was a child, I loved little children, and people would just gravitate to me and entrust me with their kids. And it's still that way today. And I've always had programs catering to children. I ran a summer Bible camp forever. I ran motivational clubs and entrepreneurial training programs for kids. And now since I started with Wrongful Convictions, I've sort of steered away from the children. And what's so very interesting, while I was doing all the programs for children, and I would go out and I would do presentations and lectures on why it's important to invest in our youth, someone in the audience asked me, they said, well, what about the incarcerated people? What about men in prison? What about wrongfully convicted people in prison? And I said to them, well, that's not my interest. And at that time, it was not. Now, mind you, this was maybe about 15 years ago. And I told them that was not my interest. That was not my concern. My concern was the youth. And now I look at that today. Ironically, today I am doing wrongful convictions. And that is my biggest concern, although the children are still my concern as well. But we have men that are wrongfully incarcerated that if they were out, they could make such a huge impact in the lives of these lost children. And even those that are in prison now that did commit crimes as a teenager, if they were to come home now, because a lot of them now are like 40 years old, 50 years old, if they were to be set free now, they would make a huge impact, just like some of the ones that are out now, like Joshua Garner, like Uptown Surge, Eric Riddick. But Joshua and Uptown Surge, they have been in prison since they were teenagers. Now they're home and they're making a huge impact. And we have Ghani and so many others that are making a huge impact. Donnell Drinks, and there's so many. And if we could bring home more of these men, just think how much of a difference our communities would have as far as these young people now having their minds changed and their lives changed because of the testimonies that these men will bring and the programs that they will bring, and they're dedicated to what they're doing. But see, the system and society, they don't want them out because they know that they will change the lives of our black boys, our black teenagers, our black young males. So we have to work hard, harder than ever, to ensure that these men are released, those juvenile lifers who have done enough time and that have changed their lives around, and the wrongfully incarcerated. We have to work hard to see that they're out so that these changes can be made in our inner cities.
Woo! Chinchilla J's Cornucopia. I'm adding that to the show. You know, I think I found one of my new partners of Merck City right here, Chinchilla J. We got one more person going to be joining us next month. His name is Shamgar Powerhill. You know what I mean? And while we're on the air, I saw him negotiating his contract while I was on the air with us right now. You know what I mean? Negotiating him being a new intern to Merck City. And it's done. It's done. I hired an intern while I was on the phone, you know, while Chinchilla was talking. Ain't I great?
Wow.
Now, listen. Yeah. O&D Dynasty is now WBNN, and we fantastic. I'm going to let Christine come on very quick, Christine, because I got to do my track now. You know, I got to do my ministry. What's up? Christine? Oh, Lord. Now, I give her a chance to talk on the air, and she mutes herself. She's probably on the other line. I'll bring her back on after the track. Let's go to the track, y'all. Ooh, The Love of Money. Ain't that something, Jay?
Crazy, this how I grew up. So this for my people who still in the cup.
One step, need
say what's up to the nigga wearing all black at the white party. And I'm looking like I don't give a fuck, just how I get down, nigga, sorry. And I'm looking like I don't play no games, nah, nigga, don't try me. Been that nigga that's in that, pay dues like a motherfucking hobby. If you on that bullshit, nigga, better fly that shit right by me. Came from the bottom of this bitch and made it out of that shit, and that's why we on top of this motherfucking world. Damn, look at that body. She come along with the territory. Turn around, move it for me, bend it over, end of story.
Seems like chasing papers, what's important to you?
Got a relationship with that money,
baby. But that bitch will never be faithful to you.
Even though I know she crazy.
Please just let it go, please, no saving you.
Yeah, come on. Ride, till the motherfucking wheels fall off of this bitch.
But what you doing for the love?
Yeah, but I'm never stopping my profit. Oh, no.
These numbers don't lie, but your love is superficial. It's a simple shit
you need to pay attention to.
Back on Christine real quick and then take on another caller. Christine, what you got to say,
buddy? Thank you. Dr. Chinchilla was speaking about what we do. Children are basically exposed to that, like sponges, paraphrasing her. It's something very important that I also had to do, even though I spoke about briefly very great things about the children, but what I also had to do was shadow work with my children. And I had my son, I'm not going to say everything because I only got enough time, but I would have my son repeat after me and my daughter separate times, different rooms. I release my mother's dysfunction. I release my mother's dysfunction that I bear witness to with her husband and her past lovers. I release my mother's dysfunction of moving her husband in and then moving her ex in and then her husband back in, and they both had children. I release my mother's confusion. I release my mother's sadness. I release my mother's imbalance. And then they also had to speak other things. I don't have that kind of time, but if you catch an interview in the future, maybe you'll hear it. But that is very, very important, because even though you make a change in your life, every minute, every hour of the day that children live with what we have lived with, even though you change and you're all brand new, which is good, we don't get points for that. You know what I'm saying? For being the true person on the inside and saying that, you still have to go back through the doors with therapy. If you don't understand your heart, you need to get to therapy. The entire country needs therapy unless you can do it through your heart. So my children, they write. They have to write. That is shadow work. They have to heal from me, point blank, because I was conditioned in the world, point blank, period. That was all. Thank you.
Wow.
You heard what she said. You heard what she said. I'm going to try to bring this caller on before we have to end this show. Caller, you're live. You're live online right now. Mercy in your area.
Hello, how are you? This is Tiana Speaks. Hello, Brother O and Dr. Chinchilla. And hello, Jesus. How are you guys?
What's going on? What's going on, new intern? What's going on, great Joe? Let's wait for your questions.
Actually enjoying the show, and maybe this is rude to say, but you know, I speak my truth. I think this is the best Merc City Show that I have, you know, listened to. You guys are dynamic, and I love all the jewels that you guys, you know, have been dropping today. It's definitely much needed, you know, and I hope that you guys do it again, you know. I wanted to just touch on a few things just for like a quick second because, you know, I don't know how much time I have, but you mentioned earlier in the show how, you know, people kill their significant others and their side chicks and things like that. And the funny thing is last year I met this guy and I really liked him. And it takes me a lot to really get interested in somebody because you have to be somebody very special, right? And in my gut, something was like, you know, be careful. Like something like I felt like he had somebody, but I wasn't sure. So I just kept, you know, I kept my distance, you know, but he would always pop up at places that I was at. And I was just like, you know, I didn't know if it was like God told me something or what. So it's crazy. It was this year that I found out that he had a girlfriend the entire time. Now, it's funny. I found this out through a mutual friend, you know, and it's crazy. It's, this situation could have turned very ugly had I, you know, decided to engage with him. And, you know, you never know when you can put yourself in a dangerous situation that you don't even know that you could be putting yourself in, you know, which is sad because I don't think a lot of people I know are locked up behind bars because of not being able to control their emotions when it comes to the person who is supposed to be committed to you, you know, and you react, you know, your freedom to me is not worth that, you know. I also wanted to say something about, like, you about people, how they dress and how people consider them weirdos and stuff. I remember when I was in high school, and I went to Catholic school most of my life, so, you know, we had uniform. And when I went to my first public high school, I was made fun of because I had on Reeboks. They were brand new, but Reeboks weren't in style then. And I was just like, it didn't bother me, but it was just like, to me, I thought it was really foolish. So it's crazy that stuff is still going on like that. At the end of the day, the clothes, you know what I mean? What's inside of your heart, what's inside of your mind, what type of spirit you have is what is way, way, way more important than what the clothes that you have on. Because, you know, you might wear an outfit today. People are not going to remember that. You know what I mean? When you die, it's not important, you know? So it's a shame how much emphasis we put on that, you know, as people, you know? And I also, you know, want to say just a couple of things for me that I avoided place where, you know, I felt like this is for the youth, the things I'm about to say. I never, you know, I avoided places that I felt like I would get in trouble, even if it looked fun or whatever, because I wanted to be careful, you know. I also not only watched my circle, but I watched the circle of other people, because just because you might have an individual that you are cool with, you don't know who they're affiliated with, and you could be bringing yourself a lot of trouble and you don't even realize that. I still do that to this very day. I can really, you know, engage with someone and, you know, be friends, but at the end of the day, if their circle is not something that I would want to keep, you know, I'm cautious because at the end of the day, I'm still affiliated with them by being affiliated with this other person, you know. And I would say do not seek validation from anyone. You know, I ask questions sometimes to people to only see if I can make improvements with certain things I do. But if you're living to please everyone, you'll be in trouble, you know. And I hear a lot of youth speak about how their parents put them down. And I hope that parents can speak life into their children. And if you do have a parent, you know, who is, like, putting you down, you know, hopefully you can rise above that and realize your potential and to be great, you know. And do not seek that validation from anyone because each of us have a purpose, you know. And that's just what I have to say today.
I love that. I love that. And I know Dr. J is going to, you know, rebuttal on that because not really rebuttal, but just encourage what you just said. You know, I said, you know, when you first came to the network, I did a show. And I talked about effective adulting and effective parenting, didn't I, Tiana? And
yep.
That's a cipher.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a good adult, you cannot be a good parent, period. And you can't be a good parent unless you're a good adult. So it's a cipher situation. And, you know, it's so important. Are we going to let you talk about your next show? But before I do that, Dr. J, talk to this young intern.
Wow. How are you, Tiana?
I'm great. I'm excited for you too. Like, you know,
good.
You in front of you. This is great and amazing. It's like, wow. This is like the best one. I'm sorry to say, but that's just how I feel. You know, I always speak my truth.
Wow.
So no matter how many things you feel, you guys are doing awesome.
Wow. I'm glad that you're enjoying the show. Now, you were talking about, you know, past relationships and you would see something that just didn't seem right. And that's good that you were able to get out of that because so many women, they don't realize that. And they're usually, you know how I talk about red flags with the wrongful convictions? There's usually red flags, women, in relationships, okay? There are red flags that you can notice. And, you know, those red flags would tell you to run the other way, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, usually one red flag, it could be something that may be able, you can overlook. But if you see two and three red flags, especially when you get to that third red flag, ladies, no. You need to get out of that relationship.
I stayed away.
What'd you say, Tiana?
No, I said I've seen quite a few red flags, you know, and, like, I would ignore them, you know, and then somehow they would just pop up wherever I was. I don't know how, but it would just happen. I'm just like, okay, maybe it's just me. And I did question myself. And this year, I'm like, you know, maybe I was wrong all this time because I never saw them with anybody. And then it was like maybe a month or two after that. I never engaged with this person or gave them my time like that, but I just stayed away from them, you know. And periodically, I may say hi, and that's it, you know, but my gut was telling me to leave them alone, and I did. And I found out what I was feeling was absolutely right, you know. I would be so mad if I did not listen to myself. I was so happy,
Yeah,
you know.
And that's the key, women. When you have that gut feeling, you know, how they say women's intuition, our intuition is usually 99.999% right. So... Definitely always go with your gut feeling.
You know what? And I love the women. I love the women. Young Vanessa from I gotta go there. Young Vanessa from Miami, Florida. I'm currently dating many different types of women, so I don't have time for you at this time. Keep listening to Doug BNN. I love you and nothing you can do about it. Tiana speaks. And all these women now are emailing me, and I got to turn them down because, you know, I got too many women on my side. I can't have all like 20 women for one show. You know what I'm saying? You know, I am the DJ God. I can't date all these women. So stop it, y'all. Stop sending me emails trying to date me. And just look sitting here every year. Now tell them about your show on the 29th.
But before I tell you, you got to hire another secretary to do an email for you, women.
I got a lot of assistants, man. You know, they handle it. I ain't worried about it. You know, I can't date you because I'm not going to do it. All right, talk about your next show.
So my next show is December 29th, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and I will be talking about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. And I am hoping to change the lives of many, and that is my goal, to refresh your soul.
You heard what she said. You heard our new intern. And like I said, shout out to my man, Sham God Power Hill. You know, the next step of our legacy process through internship. And of course, this song right here is really West Coast. And we're going to end the show, you know what I'm saying, your final thoughts from Dr. J after talking to my diary.
I just need y'all to bear with me for a minute while I talk about the pages of my diary. Yeah, listen up. I remember when I got started, my intention was to win, but a lot of shit changed since then. Some old friends became enemies in the quest to victory, but I made a vow, never let this shit get to me, I let it pass, so I consider that part of my history. And I'm strong, financially, physically, mentally, I'm on a whole nother level. And don't forget that I came from the ghetto. So a new house for my moms, that's special. I let you go and shop until your feet get tired. In a new bench just for you to ride in. When I didn't have it, you provided. Don't be surprised that I built an enterprise. And my house got a view of the city like a high rise. Yeah. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary. When I open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary. Sometimes when I got a lot of shit on my mind, I'm just staring at the sky. You probably thinking I'm high.
I'm just talking to my diary.
Now puff, pass that, a nigga having flashbacks.
I remember how it used to be.
Now my money like NASDAQ, my checks you can cash back.
I remember how it used to be.
I used to be a starving artist, so I would never starve an artist. This is my passion, it's where my heart is. It gets the hardest when I think about the dearly departed. It's like the nigga I started with. I know Easy can see me now, looking down through the clouds. And regardless, I know my nigga still proud. It's been a while since we spoke, but you still my folks. We used to sit back, laugh and joke. Now I remember when we used to do all-nighters. You in the booth and Cube in the corner writing. Where Ren at?
Shout out to my nigga Yella.
Damn, I miss that. Shit, a nigga having flashbacks. When I open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper.
I'm just talking to my diary.
Sometimes when I got a lot of shit on my mind, I'm just staring at the sky. You probably thinking I'm high.
I'm just talking to my diary.
Introduce the world who I am, going back to my bricks, you know what I'm saying, Ashtick the Grower. Should I introduce who I am, you know what I'm saying? Will you allow me to introduce myself? Nutty Block Crip, OG, CPT, OSD. If you don't know, now you know. Last call of the night. Talk to us, man. You talk to OSD, man. What's up with you?
Hey, yo.
Caller?
Come on.
What's up with you?
Clev One.
We hear you, Clev.
Hey, yo, check this out, man. It's Clev One, man. One half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street, Broad side of Philadelphia, where our grandkids learn profanity words before they know 2 times 4. You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
But check this out.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Check this out,
yes,
man.
Yes, indeed. Definitely, where I'm from Rosecrans, I know that's true. We don't talk that shit, cuz.
Yo, check this out, yo, Brother O. Check this out, man. Yo, shout out to Brother O. Shout out to Dr. Chinchilla. You know what I'm saying? We trying to change the world out here, you know what I'm saying, to get these youngins understanding that all this kind of, all this being a robot and, you know, with no SIM card in it, you know, you're getting nowhere with that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? People want to put something in your brain, help you understand some etiquettes, moralistic behaviors, you know what I'm saying, and the mannerisms. If, you know, when it's available for you, take it. Because there's been people who don't have these kind of informations available for them. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's people giving it to the information or whether or not you have access to find out this information. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
mm-hmm.
But the whole thing about it is, check this out, man. Yo, shout out to all the OGs, East Coast, West Coast, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, you know what I mean? All the old heads that went through the gang war. You know what I'm saying? All the old heads that went through the gang wars, taking off antennas off of cars, you know what I'm saying? And Cadillac signs and Mercedes signs off the vehicle, wearing them for belts. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we wanna give a shout out to all the old heads, you know what I mean, for paving the way so that we can have a clear head on how to teach these kids, you know what I'm saying, that listen, man.
Yes.
Don't be a follower. Don't be a follower out here. Be as original as you can, you know what I'm saying? And don't be scared to speak on what you stand on. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we get four packs of Scott instead of that, Charmin, too soft, you know what I mean? You wipe your ass two times and you need a new roll on there. Check your satellites.
Hey, man, before you go out there, man, before you rumble off, man, when's your next show, cuz?
Yo, check this out, O. You already know, man. You know what I'm saying? Ducking Omicron, ducking Corona Beers 19. You know, it's just a couple beers mentioned out of that case. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I keep forgetting, man. Hold up. I'm right after Tiana speaks, man. You know what I'm saying?
No. Actually, you're before Tiana speaks. You're the 28th of December, man. You know what I mean? You know, that's my man. That's my main man. Club One, man. Like, what more can we say tonight that already had been said? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know what I mean? CPT, Triple OG, Olasky. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the girls out there. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Now, final thoughts from the newest member of Merc City. And that feminine energy, man, like Huey Bakatoon talks about all the time, man, it's so important. And for her to be on this show, now, you look at miracles. Look at miracles right now, right? Okay? Dr. Chichilla J is hosting with me the legendary Merc City Hip Hop program. So all you dollars out there, this highly cerebral woman is part of the team, and it's a lot of people. Going back to my man, you know, Elian Ogantz, you know, AG, from the beginning, man, 2012, man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to my man, you know, Levy, you know what I'm saying, in Delaware, who helped me out, man, and Mercy and Kirstie and all those guys, right? And then Retro Mirzy and Quan the Poet, Limit Leachy, and Will Holmes, Safir, you know what I mean, the Bra and Diamond Dazzle. You know, all those people, man, helped make this all it is. And now, next time, you're going to be hearing things from Chinchilla. She's going to give you a thesis of what life is about to build up the youth. And then Shamgar Powers will do the same thing. So, Chinchilla, welcome to Merc City. And now it's your time before Ngozi time. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Brother L. Yeah, this is just so ironic, everybody, because, you know, Brother O would always tease me about, hey, your favorite show's coming on tomorrow, you know, every Sunday night at the end of News Forum before Merc City, and I would just laugh because, you know, of the music that, you know, I'm not really into, but I still listen to it and support the show. So who would have thought I would be on here co-hosting with Brother O? This is so crazy. But he talked about the youth, and that grabbed my attention. And I really enjoyed the show tonight with us expounding on the youth and how to get them involved and how to encourage them and to encourage their parents to put them in programs. And so, yeah, so I will be here. So thank you so much, Brother O. My final thoughts tonight, parents, please take an interest in your children's lives and their education. Be present in school when they have parent-teacher meetings, school nights, and different things and events that they have at the school. Show an interest. It will make your children do better in school if you take an interest in their education and whatever programs they're involved in, if they're involved in sports or singing in a choir in school, whatever extracurricular activity they're involved in, please support them by attending those events that they're in. It will make them do better, and it would make them feel so good. And just your presence will be all the encouragement they need. I'm Dr. Chinchilla J. And hey, Honey B and Princess C, because y'all know I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, aka Chinchilla J, but my, but I call myself Princess C. Yeah, because Princess C, yeah, that's me, y'all. Y'all that know me out here in the entertainment world.
She's talking her shit, y'all. It's in your area. Yo, this is something we've been doing since 2012. For all the people that understand, you know, the history of this show, this the longest running hip hop program in alternative radio history. If you guys are not educated, that means internet radio. And you know, shout out to Ricky R. Jones, man, Ricky Rochelle Jones, you know, who, you know, just was there for me, man, you know, during the early days, man. We were trying to figure this internet radio thing out. This is my 3,336th consecutive show, man. I never missed a night on the radio, man. And like I said, you know, it's time for change. It's always time for change. And I think the best person to ever do it would be me. And with the help of Chinchilla and, you know, Sham God Power Hill, you haven't heard the best of Merc City yet. Y'all tripping, bro. Y'all stupid as shit, bro. You don't know that, man, I told you, kiss my whole entire black ass. It's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, man. This is the time when I can, you know, say some nice words to y'all, man. You know, with, you know, complicity. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be, how you doing tonight? This old devil never even goes here. Welcome to, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going to tell you how I feel. You know what I'm saying? You know, the spirit of Jesus Powell, you know, gets up in me, man, and I'll call you motherfuckers, because if you ain't doing right, that's what you is. Not what you are, what you is, and you'll be all right later on in life. So learn from the book of Merc City, and it's always in your area. Now, tomorrow night. Now get back to the devil in the name of ghosty type stuff. Tomorrow night, we have a legend on our network. The 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. What more can we say that haven't already been said about this beautiful person? Matter of fact, I'm sorry, 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. She's just a wonderful person, and, you know, enshrinee and all these things. You know, her name is Jerry Pitito. And tomorrow night, she will give you her award-winning show, the Jerry Pitito Show, right here on the Story Dynasty. You know what I mean? 9:30 Eastern Standard at WBNN. We have advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, and we're at Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. All done in Malaria goes there, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? olay.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ladella Malaria Ngozi, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks that have been on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now also, your honeybee, DJ Olad. On turntables 1 and 2, the you, Steffi, you. I'm a legend. Let me kiss myself. Damn, I've become vegan, huh? Because I taste so good. All right, on that note, it's all of me, y'all.
It ain't easy handling no tea.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Baby mama drama, I just need a little time to go to sleep.
Damn, only if I had a little time for me.
Record company motherfuckers asking me when I'm gonna release.
I want the pressure on me, so much pressure on me.
And my homies on my back about me helping them get up off of them streets.
Damn, man, what the fuck?
And it all falls back on me.
I said it all falls down.
Kind of funny.
funny how they fall back on me. I used to never get a call back on me. Before the money, they didn't see me like it's dark, and it's all black, homie. But now they switching cause the card black, homie. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on the pole track, homie. A new apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear, and this nigga Easy asking for his car back, homie. I would've never saw this happening from that far back, homie. What it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CBT, a motherfucking dream to reality is what you call that, homie. Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, what nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be, and I'm the one that they looking up to. Fuck, they expecting to
and
me.
It all falls back on me.
And it all,
sometimes,
it all,
somehow.
And how it always was, DJing parties in my neighborhood just for the love. Dope dealers over tipping and bitches stripping.
Any minute they can start tripping and start shooting shit.
On any given day I'm like, what the fuck? Face down on the pavement with the billy club. Took that feeling to the studio and queued it up. And now it's fuck the police all up in the club. Now it's 91 and Snoop Dogg came to visit and was like, what up cuz, let me show you what this chronic like. Couldn't help myself, just had to dip into that chronic life. And then that night came in, when that nigga night came in.
Whoa,
that's one of them dreams you don't wake up from. Then again you don't sleep if you come from where I come from. Where the sunshine and they bus nines. No 9 plus 1, 1. When they run up on your school bus with a tube truck, you might learn something.
And it all falls back on me. Somehow it all.